sincerely Reese, and this is my podcast. I would have started sooner, but I was sitting on my ass. No, I'm just playing. I'm hella productive, but not in ways everyone finds constructive. Content? I don't know. My real plan is just to go with the flow, you know, and tell my truth about my family, making music, self-care, and who I strive to be. Some people say, you don't talk. That's not true. The truth is, I just don't talk to you. So antisocial? Not really me. I'm just selective with whom I exchange energy. This here is my journey, no longer misunderstood. Welcome to my podcast, kinda hippie, kinda hood. What's up? Welcome back to the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I am your host, Siri Larice. Today on the show, I'm super excited to have Tashana Richards, the mastermind behind the nature-inspired home goods company, Cocoa and Seed. Welcome, Tashana. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, and what an awesome intro. Thank you.
Oh, yes, dude, I'm so stoked. I have to be honest, like, one of the, like, main reasons I started this podcast is I wanted a gathering space to like chat about the many different facets of my life. Cause I just do a whole bunch of things that they're not like directly related to one another.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to have an outlet to chat with others who have a variety of talents and skills that they're passionate about. And I think you're like a super cool example of how special it is to follow your passions and like proudly wear many hats. So I'm sincerely appreciative of your time and for being on the show today.
I love that so much because for the longest time I felt like I was alone. I didn't know. I felt like I had to pick a direction. And I think I'm starting to embrace that multi-hat wearing lifestyle. And I love that I can connect with other people like that and say, yeah, I'm like you too. That's awesome. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Before we talk about your dope company, I'd love for you to share a bit about your background, like where you're from, if you're still in that area, just a bit about you.
Yeah. So I actually live in Arizona in the Valley, in the Phoenix metro area. And I've lived here for about 20 years, moved around a lot as a kid, but this has been home. And I went to school here. I studied in the mountains of Arizona. It does snow up there. And so I studied advertising and graphic design and kind of got into the world of arts kind of before then. I've always been into theater and photography and, you know, seeing people on TV and saying, wow, like, that's awesome. I want to do that. So I feel like I've always had this like creative desire to create things, make things. And throughout the years, I've just been presented some really cool opportunities. And I think saying yes is always a really good idea. And yeah, so I've been able to do some really cool things by just saying yes and kind of owning wanting to have a creative life.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Do you find it's easy to separate your hobbies from business ventures? Because for me, I kind of have trouble leaving something for myself. You know, I'm a musician and I love writing and collaborating with friends for fun, but it also helps provide for my family. Yes. You know, and so that can be a little draining. So how do you make sure that you are, you know, leaving something to the side for you as well?
That is so funny because I feel like everything that I love, I want to create and make into a business. And that's
same.
It's so hard. Like I love baking. And so I started a bakery, an at-home bakery.
Right.
Like I love helping other people and photographing things. So I was like, yeah, if you want photos taken, I'll take those for you. And I just remember I was watching a Marie Forleo video and she said, you don't have to monetize everything. And
I know
I want to. And it's not because, I don't know, there's just some fun in, I love doing this. Why not have it work for me, you know? But
right.
It's a struggle. It's a daily struggle to not want to create everything and make it into a business. But I think I'm starting to whittle things down and prioritize what should take more of my time and what shouldn't. And that's kind of the balance of, all right, well, maybe let's not make, you know, these little clay sculptures into a business and focus a little more.
Right.
It's so hard.
Right. It's terrible because, like, when something you love occupies a copious amount of your time, you know, you have to look at, I should probably monetize this since it's consuming so much of my daily life. But I also start to lose the drive and the passion for it when it becomes a part of my career. You know, it's really tough to find that balance.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, there was a time where I was working as a graphic designer, and that's kind of what I studied in school. And I realized then that I didn't want to do it for other people. That was something I had to do for myself and just add to my tool belt of things that I could incorporate into my business. But it doesn't mean I have to make that my main thing, you know, working for somebody else. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think picking.
It's the picking the right ones, you know, and sometimes we have to kind of try things before we know if it's the right thing or not. Yeah. And that's a challenge of mine as well.
Definitely.
So what was your career before you decided you wanted to start your own business?
Ooh, there wasn't really a career. I graduated college the end of 2008, and we all know that was a trying time in the economy, and I applied for hundreds and hundreds of jobs and I wasn't getting anything back. And that was at that time where I was told, you know, by my dad, your back's up against the wall, you have to create something for yourself, you have to create your own opportunities. And so even though I studied advertising and that field, I ended up just creating small businesses that eventually led me to Coco and Seed.
Wow. Yeah. So has your family, like, and your friends always had your back about those kind of projects?
I have a small, you know, cheerleading group in different ways, I would say. Some people are more practical than others. My mom is always like, I love everything. But it's a very small knit circle. And I think some people get it. And of course, you know, other people don't, but I've been lucky just to have people say, I like what you're doing, keep doing it. And that's really, it's really helpful just to have somebody. And especially, you know, even now with Instagram and social media, just having people like you, like, you know, Black Girls with Gardens, just be allies is also, it's nice just to have, you know, women and especially women of color and just people supporting each other. And I love that community. I love it.
It's such a special zone. And I feel like sincerely, I almost get choked up because I was just so tired of social media, like in general. Mm-hmm. And I had to like really recalibrate how I was interacting with people because my social media interactions were affecting my daily grind, you know, everything. And so I'm a musician, so I do a lot of networking online. And so I kind of started to pull away from Facebook and I was like, I'm just going to snuggle into Instagram and just follow gardening pages because that's the only zone where I'm passionate and there's not a whole bunch of fake bullshit. There's a lot of advocates. There's a lot of people working for their community and stuff, you know? And so that's how I connected with you was also through Black Girls with Gardens on Instagram. And I'm so thankful. It's so cool.
Same. Yeah. The community is amazing. And I'm more of like an ambivert, like introvert. And I am not, I'm not good at promoting myself and being shameless. And You have like, especially like with your music, like how do you even, promote
Barely.
yourself?
It's so hard. It's so
Yeah, I
hard.
mean, you have to be shameless, and that's what I've been told. And I'm, oh, it's hard. I'm gonna get there,
I
but
know.
girl, it's hard.
Likewise. I talk to my friends often who are creators, who are constantly putting out content and writing music, and it's kind of their response is usually you just have to do it for yourself and really just not give a shit if anybody else is gonna like it, because
Yes.
sometimes people do and sometimes they don't, but do it for you and do it for the ones who are gonna get it, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I have to write that down.
It's nuts. We'll get there.
Yes.
So how did you get started? Like, will you share just a bit about what Cocoa and Seed is, why a nature-inspired business, you know?
Yeah, so after in the beginning years, 2009, where I was trying to create these opportunities, I actually started out with a t-shirt company, designing my own t-shirts, hand screen, like printing them myself, and something was missing. And I fell into gardening because that was something that I was doing as a hobby. And you know where this is going. And
For
I
sure.
was horrible at it, and I didn't know what I was doing. And so finally, I figured out a solution using mason jars. And I was like, dang, if this worked for me, then maybe it can work for other people. And so from there, I worked towards making indoor gardening just beautifully simple. And that has been my goal. And it started with a different company name, and I went through a rebrand, and I went to farmers markets, and I was really into like philanthropic work with donating, proceeds from every purchase to planting a tree. And I
Nice.
want to get back into, I mean, that's coming, but getting back into giving back to my community, giving back to the planet. I mean, we all are aware of what's happening. So, yeah, so it started that way. It started from my own struggle, realizing a problem a lot of us suffer from, and just creating a solution. It's like, it's the ultimate business model. Find a problem, find a solution, and find your people. And that's essentially how it started. And it took a long time. I started it in 2009, and then it didn't actually become anything until 2013. So it did take some time. Yeah. It's definitely a journey of putting in the work, finding what works, lots of trial and error, continual trial and error. And yeah, and Etsy was the first site that I started on, and it was a good choice. I think if anybody out there has a small business and they're making things, to try that. Try Etsy, try going to your local farmer's market or a craft fair, and
I love the farmer's market. That's such a great
yeah.
idea. I often forget that that's such a good resource for makers and entrepreneurs, the farmer's market.
Yeah, you can find
Is
amazing
there anything?
people.
Absolutely. Is there anything you wish you would have known, like from the very beginning, that you learned along the way? Like, were there any like hardships or struggles that you had to overcome to keep dedicated to your goal?
That's an awesome question. I originally started my business with $100 from my dad helping me out. And that was awesome. I think having money is definitely a huge factor in helping. And I think maybe putting it towards, if I knew more about putting it towards the things that mattered, as far as knowing what I'm not good at, and investing money in that. So for example, marketing. I think if I figured out marketing in the beginning, it would have helped definitely down the road to kind of just amplify things a little faster. I feel like I've always been really scrappy with things and wanting to do everything on my own. And going back, I think investing in other people would have been something I would have wanted to do as well. My time is best spent doing only certain things and not everything. Mm-hmm. And if I had known that earlier, I think that would have saved me a lot of time, energy, and money. But I do think the whole process was a good learning experience.
Right, right. That's really tough. You know, I was talking to a friend about my podcast, and it kind of like, we were talking about the different parts that make it happen, you know, finding the guests, coming up with the content to chat about, editing, marketing, and things like that. And I don't have a team. It's just me, you know? And some of the parts of it are new to me, and delegating is something I have a challenge with. I really do. Because I, one expectation, you know, it's like, if someone doesn't complete a task, I'll be very frustrated, you know, and pissed off because they said they were going to do something that they didn't do. But if I'm responsible, I'll do it. You know, I know something is done and accounted for. So like, exactly. It's a big challenge. That's hard.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm still struggling with that. But I do think that even if it's not a person, having a tool
yeah.
is also like some form of software
yeah.
is also really helpful and can be beneficial to kind of letting go of that. And that's kind of where I am right now.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to fully release all responsibility to another person, but having tools and software has been key.
For sure. I love your shop. It's so fun and whimsical. And I feel like you offer such a cool variety of options, like not just for a gardener, but like for people who love treats grown in the garden, for herbs and teas. Like your mugs are the first things I ever saw of your products. And I completely fell in love, one, because I'm a coffee junkie. But
yes, I've seen those videos on Insta stories every morning. Yes.
Every day. But I love that everything is handcrafted by you. I think it's so special because, like you said, you have a graphic design background, you have a photography background, you love gardening, and you found a way to absolutely combine them all into one curated space. And I think that's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I think it's all, everything's kind of coming full circle with mm-hmm. with life in general, and just going back, like doing that exercise of just going back and seeing what you liked as a kid.
Yeah.
What you are doing now mm-hmm. and does it connect? And if it doesn't and you're not happy, maybe go back and find out what made you happy when you were a kid. And
absolutely.
For me, that was drawing and taking photos and, you know, playing around with camcorders and just making things. And thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. For our listeners who aren't familiar with your shop, will you talk a little bit about the items you offer, and maybe even a little bit about your blog? Because I think your blog is like the perfect companion to your garden products. It's Your garden products are very versatile, especially like your labels and stickers. And so I think that's a cool zone for people to understand how multi-purpose your goodies are.
Yeah. So I offer stickers that I draw myself and print and cut myself, and mugs and gardening kits. And the gardening kits are all hydroponic or based, and it's just designed to make things easy for people to grow indoors. And I've compiled everything, I've done all my packaging, and Sorry, are you getting feedback?
Nope, I'm good. You are ready? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Nope. Yeah, and just making these and compiling these products that I've worked hard to kind of fit together and mm-hmm. make everything look like they belong together.
Yeah.
And I think that's also part of the fun with being able to just make your own products and mm-hmm. see what you like and what you don't like. And
for sure.
Also having social media be there to kind of say, yeah, I like this, or, you know, kind of get that feedback as well. And my blog, I have kind of supplemented it with, if you're growing something, how about what can you do with that thing that you're growing? I think a lot of people don't really know what to do past planting.
Right.
But there are different ways to maybe have preservation methods or cook with different things.
Absolutely.
Just kind of make it all fit together and know that it's more than just one thing. Everything can kind of work together and provide for you, whether that's, you know, in tea form and learning more about what herbs can do, or if you're a big journaler, having that journal with stickers that kind of work together. Is it a planting day? Maybe use that sticker.
Yes.
Is it a harvesting day? Maybe use that sticker. I know there are a lot of plant lovers out there, and it's just a way to kind of accessorize or mm-hmm. add some fun to what already makes you happy, and just adding that little bit of flair on top of that.
That's so neat. I love it. It's so cool. So what do you have coming up for Coco and Seed? Do you have any exciting plans you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah. So it's been, again, a journey. I think being a solo business owner is always a journey, but mm-hmm. the packaging is evolving. My views of sustainability are becoming more defined. Mm-hmm. And so people can look forward to some really cool packaging that's degradable, that's really cute, that still will fit on your windowsill or yes. your kitchen counter.
Awesome.
And then also, yeah, and also diving into not just edible plants like herbs and greens, but also propagation stations, and those will be coming soon. And
I'm here for that.
I'm really excited, so stay tuned.
That's so cool. That is fantastic. Yeah. How do you Thank like you. Because seriously, with so many creative talents, how do you keep track of your tasks and your goals? Like, are you a vision board kind of gal? Do you do things on a planner? Like, how do you organize your life?
So I've been wanting to do a vision board for years and years, and I just started doing one on the full moon. And
nice.
Yeah, but before then, I am a to-do list writer. I'm a Virgo. I need to plan as much as I can. So I write down all my to-dos of what I want to do now, like immediately, or maybe in the future.
Yeah.
And the things that I don't get to, I move it to the next to-do list.
Yep.
And I keep working on it until I have it down. And I have notebooks from years ago, years and years ago, where I can look back and say, I did all those things on that to-do list.
Yeah.
So writing it down, I'm I advocate for it. I think people, if you're a writer mm-hmm. or if you're visual in any way, thinking about it and writing it is just another way to continue putting it down. So it's like in your head of, yes, I can do this. I need to do this. So
absolutely.
Yes. To-do lists for sure.
That's very cool. I completely agree. If I putting things in my phone, it almost, they just disappear. If I'm being honest, I definitely have to have a paper planner, and I'm a list maker, and I'm a notebooker, and I'm a checker list offer, like all of that. I need to visually see it to commit it to memory as well, you know?
Yes. Yes. So, definitely helpful.
Do you have any goals personally that you're working on outside of Coco and Seed?
Like personal goals?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Well, apart from finding work-life balance, since half of my living space is dedicated to business things and So actually having more fun and allowing myself to spend money on myself. So my birthday is coming up. It's the 19th of September.
Yay! 4 days
Yes.
is
Yes. So I bought myself a virtual reality like game.
Oh, fuck!
And yeah, I think if you're not having fun or if you're constantly, like submerged into something, it's good to break that up. So my goal is just to have more fun, maybe do some traveling. I want to travel to at least one or two new places a year. So I went to China earlier this year
Fantastic.
and on a whim, because why not? And now it's gameplay. So just enjoying life. That's
Super cool.
my goal.
That's fantastic. So
Yeah.
before we wrap up, will you share with our listeners how they can connect with you on social media? And also, will you share your Cocoa and Seed website? Because I don't want people to miss out on seeing your garden stuff.
Oh, for sure. Thank you. I have a YouTube channel, and you can just type in Coco, COCO, and Seed, SEED, and then you should be able to find me. Instagram, it's Coco underscore and underscore Seed. And the website is cocoandseed.com. And I have a blog up there you can check out. I'm more active on Instagram. I also have a Facebook, Coco and Seed. Can find me anywhere.
It's been.
I'm around.
Yes, thank you so much for
Yeah.
chatting with me today.
Thank you, Siri. I really appreciate it.
Likewise, let's chat again soon, all right? Okay,
Definitely.
take
Have a good one.
care. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye.
Listeners, if you want to chat about today's episode, please visit my social media at Siri Larice on Instagram or Facebook and leave your comments or questions on the infographic posted for the corresponding episode. You can also visit my website, www.sirilarice.com, and click the contact page and do the same. That wraps it up for today's episode of the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Until next time.